Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
And every day we put another piece of furniture here in the living room. And thank you to our dear friend Brad Shepard for that lovely introduction. And we're working with Manny Hill as the producer organizing the program today. Thank you for being with us, Manny. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the program. I've gotten a number of emails from folks, and again, most of the listeners of the program are Dr. Joy Brown listeners, and they have been very, very kind and lots of suggestions. And I think that's kind of nice. My personal email is michael@talkers.com, and I welcome that kind of input. As I've mentioned before, very, very open and candid in how I run this program. I personally don't have a lot of tolerance. I preach tolerance, but I don't have a lot of tolerance for what I call media nonsense, where you try to put on a face that really isn't real. This program started in the most organic and unprepared, unplanned way. I had no idea 1 month ago that I would be doing this. And I find it comforting and therapeutic for me. Well, it's a psychology show. Even though I am not a psychologist, I do have a mind. And, therefore I know what it is to need a psychologist. That being said, I find it's very therapeutic in putting this together to share with the audience the challenges and the feelings involved in lifting myself up in the shock of the loss of our mutual friend, Dr. Joy Brown, and continue the spirit of the show, which will incorporate psychology. As a matter of fact, some folks have said, why don't you have psychologists on with you and have them answer listener calls? Well, if we had listener calls, we would do that. But one of the things even Dr. Joy had to deal with is in modern broadcasting, in 2016 network syndicated broadcasting, not all stations play the show at the same time. And as a result, when you make the program totally based upon people calling in one after the other after the other, you don't have as large a base of people listening live at that moment to do it with, and it becomes stilted. Joy was a master of dealing with that handicap. I, on the other hand, don't want to play that game, but for the time being, I welcome calls of any kind, as long as they are well-intentioned and deal with not just psychology, but human emotions, the arts, entertainment, philosophy, theater, relationships, science. I mean the entire spectrum of topicality that intelligent people want to talk about and want to be a part of in terms of community and in terms of just simple verbal communication. So the number is 877-807-4048, and I'd love to hear from you. Also, you know, when we do the program live, it's a three-hour show, and it's between 12 noon and 3 p.m. Eastern time, and then, you know, work it out going west. And if you hear something that you want to refer to or respond to, just call me during those hours, and you'll wind up on the program, and then you can hear it on the podcast or the delayed broadcast at whatever your station or your means of listening, perhaps GCNlive.com, happens to be. I have been also very selective in who gets on the program, because the last thing I want to do is create a program where we have guests that are, you know, off of the circuit promoting books or promoting something or provide by the publicity machine. Because we have to fill the guests. I would rather just talk by myself or just have callers talk or talk to my circle of friends. I have been blessed with really having a wonderful circle of people from all walks of life, and particularly most of from the industry that I have been in, and that's the media business. And my guest, my cohort in this broadcast for this hour, is at the top of the list in terms of my friends. This man is probably, if you were to try to quantify, you know, friendship, he's probably my best friend. And his name is Richard Neer. And Richard Neer and I go back in radio to our very first jobs in 1967 on Long Island when we were college students. We met each other within 1 month of each getting our first job at our first radio station. And we have been very good friends ever since. So, Richard, welcome to the program, and I will tell everybody a bit about you, but let's see whether or not our connection is working. So speak to me, Richard.
Okay. Michael is being very modest because I probably would not be in radio or at least achieved what I have thus far without his aid, and I trace that even back to the first time we actually ever met in person. We were both working at a small station on Long Island. And this was my first professional radio job after only have been in college radio for a few months. And I was making a botch of it. I couldn't handle the technique of the engineering side of it. I was nervous. My voice was shaking. I was having a really hard time. And the owner of the radio station was just about to fire me when he said, I'm going to call that Michael Harrison and he'll come in and help. And sure enough, Michael arrived maybe a half hour later and held my hand through it figuratively and got me through that first show. And ever since then, we've been very, very close friends. And I wrote about it in my book, FM, The Rise and Fall of Rock Radio, where I had heard Michael on the radio, and I thought he was this older, distinguished gentleman wearing a smoking jacket and an ascot. He sounded so cool and so hip, and it turns out he's a kid my age.
Well, we were kids.
First shock.
And we were kids. Richard went on to, and I'm getting a little bit of echo. I wonder why that is. So it could be the connection that Richard and I have. So you might lower your mic there a little bit, Richard. We went on to work together at WNEW-FM back in the golden days of progressive rock. Richard today is one of the most respected sports talk show hosts in America. He works at the legendary WFAN. For the last 49, 50 years, Richard has been on some of the biggest radio stations in New York, both heritage stations, WNEW-FM, the rock station, and WFAN, the sports station. So, Richard, let's take some calls, talk to people, and then I want to get into some stuff with you. I believe we have Ralph on the line. Ralph, welcome to our program. We lost Ralph? Oh, poor Ralph. It's a shame. Richard, I was talking to Manny the other day about the distractions in our society. Manny is a sports fan. And I said to Manny, and he's younger than I am, I said, Manny, I went to a basketball game recently, and I couldn't believe how many distractions there were from the game, as if the presenters of the game didn't believe that the game was enough to hold the people and their attention. Manny, your answer was very interesting. You said it was television, right?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, we talked about the way sort of the games are constructed now, and it seems like just television has impacted sporting events so much now because you have so many TV timeouts, and, you know, it's a lot of times these games are a lot longer than they used to be years ago, and it's really, I feel like the television coverage has really changed the sort of the landscape of how these games go and how they're viewed, and you know, people who choose to sit at home and watch games as opposed to actually attending games. It's really interesting.
I'd like Richard's reaction to that when we come back from the break. And if you want to join us and stick around as opposed to what Ralph did, it's 877-807-4048. Michael Harrison on the radio. Richard Neer is our guest. And we got plenty more coming your way in just a moment.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
And away we go. Richard Neer is our guest this hour here on the program. And Richard is, you're a renaissance man, Richard. You have such a wide range of knowledge of broadcasting on formats as diverse as underground, classic rock, or back when classic rock was underground. Talk about an oxymoron. Underground classic rock. I don't think that's the case anymore. But a lot of them are the same songs and sports talk. And basically one of the themes that I've been dealing with, and I even mentioned you the other day, you sent me that article, fascinating article that ran in New York Magazine by Andrew Sullivan called I Used to Be a Human Being. And that led to talking about short-term attention spans. The article basically covered the proposition that our changing communications, our changing technology, the wired nature, the overly information-saturated nature of our society has caused people to become easily bored, to become fractured, to be not attentive or focused, not to have attention span. Manny just contributed his thoughts as to why even at sporting events there's a million things going on as opposed to just the game. And because both of you are such sports freaks, I figured I would ask you, Richard, if you think it's affected the nature of just watching entertainment in general, let alone sports. And what do you think about the way our culture is changing?
I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, my mother would say, go to bed. And my father would say, well, no, he won't go to bed because he doesn't want to miss a thing. And I think it's that information overload now. Now that we have telephones where we can get video, we can get anything we want on a telephone, people are afraid they're going to miss something. And you're constantly being bombarded with images and words and voices from somewhere. You don't even know where. And you're thinking, boy, here's an opportunity for me to reach out and touch somebody or to make some money or to know something that somebody else doesn't know. And as a result, instead of living in the moment and being with the person that we're with, we've got all these outside stimuli hitting us, and we are just constantly flitting from one to another. It's almost like a salad bar where you sample a little bit of everything. It's almost like a menu where there are so many items on the menu that you can't make up your mind.
That you really hit the nail on the head about go to bed. No, I don't want to go to bed because you don't want to miss anything. I think it really comes down to the fear of missing something. I mean, that's probably why people are afraid to die. I mean, they're going to miss out on what's going on. I mean, you know, if we all were to die together, it wouldn't be as bad because at least we wouldn't be missing out on anything. I mean, that sounds kind of a carb, but it's, I remember back in the Cuban Missile Crisis, there was something kind of strange about the thought that we're all going to die as opposed to I'm going to die and I'm going to miss out on everything.
Do you want to hear a tangent that remember that song by Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
Yeah.
And remember the movie that it was associated with?
No.
It was a theme from a movie. It was the Bruce Willis movie where the asteroid was going to hit the Earth and destroy humanity.
Oh, yeah. That was Armageddon, right?
Yeah. So we're actually talking about a song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, and here's this thing that's going to destroy humanity, and we're all going to die together. So that kind of puts it in a neat little bow, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole point. And that's why when people hear that ping, ping, or whatever the sounder is on the smartphone,
that sound,
yeah, the buzz, yeah, the vibrator,
yeah.
It triggers something, an emotional response that actually I think affects your blood pressure. I have had a number of people tell me that. Well, first of all, people are always advising shut the phones off, spend personal time with your family, your children, be in the moment. Don't look at the screen. Go away. Leave the phone behind. It always comes down to the phone. The phone is like really a weird appendage now. And yet I've had people tell me that when they attempt to do that, and I guess this comes under the category of addiction. It's a strange addiction. When people do that, I have been told by many people, and I have to admit I feel it myself, that it actually creates anxiety. I was talking to another broadcaster, Mike Gallagher, recently. He finally took a vacation after years of not taking a vacation, and he said, I'm going to unplug, I'm going to go out and go fishing, I'm going to get a rowboat, I'm going to take it easy. And after a day, he started to sneak a peek at his Twitter account. He started to look at the iPhone, started looking at his email, because he was getting physically uncomfortable. He was becoming full of anxiety, not being connected.
the very definition of an addiction. That's exactly what Andrew Sullivan was writing about in that story in New York Magazine. He actually went on a retreat. He was so plugged in that he went to an addiction center retreat to get away from all the noise that's coming to him from the internet through his phone, through his computer, through his tablet. And he had that same reaction, waking up in a cold sweat. I'm missing something. It is clearly an addiction.
Do you sleep with your smartphone?
I don't have a smartphone. How about that?
Wow.
Now, I'm a freak because I don't have a smartphone, something that was invented 5 years ago, 6 years ago. We've become so totally dependent on these things. 87% of millennials, I've read, I think it was in Sullivan's piece, have smartphones and say they could not live without them. Something that didn't exist 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, that's why the rapidly accelerating connectedness of our species. I mentioned this the other day. I'll mention it to you because you're a Star Trek fan. We're becoming the Borg. We're creating a hive mentality. We're all in each other's heads. And yes, I have to admit, if I think I've lost my smartphone, in my case, it's an iPhone. I don't have the latest one. You don't have anyone. I always try to say one iteration away from the most current in any kind of technology, at least one or two generations back. But if I lose it, if I can't find it, I monitor myself. I find it fascinating stepping out of myself and watching my own psyche. I do get very, very I get an anxiety wave. I wouldn't say an anxiety attack. I'm basically a calm person. But I can feel that it's hard to really explain it.
Well, your life is in that phone. All the phone numbers. I mean, how many phone numbers do you have memorized that you can just dial and call somebody now? Probably two or three, if that many.
Yeah. I don't have, I do not keep the phone, what do they call it, the phone book?
Mm-hmm.
I do not keep that active because I'm always afraid what will happen is that people will get an email from me that I'm mugged in London and I need money. I'm real careful about that. I'm a privacy freak. It's a very, very big conundrum. Let's take a quick break and come back. By the way, the number is 877-807-4048. Michael Harrison and Richard Neer on the radio.
Are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
We're on with Richard Neer, and if you're just joining us, Richard and I go back to the very beginnings of our memory. We know each other about 50 years, and when we have to look back at our pasts and chapters, just amazing. And to what do you consider, what do you think has been the backbone of our friendship? The fact that we're both involved in the same business and that we've just stayed in touch? Is it staying in touch? Is it common interests? I mean, it is pretty amazing that we've known each other this long and are not, you know, like you meet somebody that you knew 10 years ago or 20 years ago and you go, oh, it's just like we never left. But it is like you just left, you know.
Well, I think what it comes down to is trust. When you've known somebody a long time and you know their ups and their downs, the good times and the bad times, you trust them. And you know you can say whatever you want to say and you won't be judged. You feel you can reveal yourself to them and they won't go, I can use it against them someday. And I think when you meet somebody new, like in our 60s, you meet somebody new and you go, what's this person's angle? They just want to be a nice friend, or are they trying to, you know, make something money from me, associate with me for some reason? That's why, you know, a lot of athletes who have the hangers on, you know, who, why don't you just leave those people behind? And it's like, no, I'm loyal to those people. I grew up with them. I know them very well, and I trust them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think trust is the basis of it. But I hear, you know, we're talking about the nature of society and how it affects our psyches. And we were talking before about addiction to smartphones, and we learned your secret that you, Mr. Multimedia, do not own a smartphone, which I think is on one level refreshing, on another level shocking. I don't keep phone books. I don't have anybody's phone number in any of my computers, so I can only talk to people. I can only talk to people whom I've talked to in the last week or so, you know, in the recent calls, and then I get rid of them. I don't want anything. I walk around like a germaphobe about viruses and hackers and identity, you know, thieves. I cover up the camera and my PC. I don't want anybody looking at me while I'm working at the computer. Do you think it's harder to make friends today? Do you think that millennials and young people have a difficult time here in the era of friend me, like me? I have 5,000 friends. I'm at the limit.
Well, I think it's hard maybe to make true friends, because I know people who have hundreds and hundreds of friends online, but a friend to me is somebody that you can call when you really need something, when you're really in a pickle, like if you're in the Philippines and you're in jail and you need $5,000.
Yeah, right.
Back, and I promise I'll pay you back. But seriously, I mean, somebody who you know you can depend on through thick or thin. And I think a lot of these people who are friends of yours on Facebook or another social media are just acquaintances. And, you know, I have an interesting thought. Oh, I'll share that thought. But in terms of deep thoughts, I would never on Facebook put anything personal, revealing about me on there, because it's the world knows then. You know, there's no privacy if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very careful about that. I'm a lot less careful about telephone numbers in my phone. I don't think anybody, if they want my phone book, they're welcome to it, except your number, of course, which I have X'd out, so nobody will ever get that.
Oh, yes. You know, heaven forbid anybody can reach me. But you see, I'm funny this way. And again, you know, you talk about personalities and psychology. I am a very private person. But on the other hand, I don't like being phony or a hypocrite. And doing this radio show, and we're doing this radio show in the spirit of Dr. Joy Brown, but we're expanding it to more topics and expanding it to, you know, obviously I'm a different person. It's not just a call-in show, call in and tell us your problems, because as I mentioned at the top of the hour, very honestly, we're not going to get call-ins because we're not being heard at the same time in the same city. At the same, you know, it's a different kind of media here in the 21st century, and it doesn't lend itself to the type of show that she did. But people who have been listening to it have said, I can't believe you said that about yourself. I have said things about myself in the, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, I've done about 7 shows now. And because of the nature of it, that it's meant to be a gathering of friends talking about the stuff of life. I guess the term is the human condition. I have sincerely been talking about myself in a way that I'm not used to doing. Not that I hide things. It's just I'm more of a listener than a talker when it comes to, you know, conversation around the table with people. And there's something about this particular show and this particular medium and the fact that I'm dedicated to keeping it clear, keeping it honest, keeping it authentic, that you start talking about yourself. And I'm finding it quite an experience. You're on the radio all the time. I mean, you've been on the air for years, and you're on a big radio station. You don't have problems getting calls. It's concentrated. It's live. It's local. Do you find yourself, you know, inadvertently or advertently, if there's such a word, revealing things about your personal life?
Yeah, but on purpose. I mean, there are certain places I won't go, things I won't talk about, but sure. You know, one of the experiences, you'll relate to this, and it's very sad, is my dog died while I was on the air. I was doing my show, and, you know, this was my dog Brady, who was very sick, had sarcoma cancer. And, you know, we had had surgery and taking care of the dog and keeping him going. And he rallied for a while, and it looked like he'd be okay. And then one morning, he just couldn't even stand, couldn't drink, wouldn't eat. And my wife, I'm on the air. What can I do? I'm doing a show. So my wife rushed him to the emergency vet. And during a break, she called and said, there's nothing they can do for him. We're going to have to put him down. And she held the phone to her ear and to near the dog while he was getting the fatal injection.
While you were on the air?
While I was on the air during a break.
In a sports talk show.
In a sports talk show. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and my throat is so thick I can't even talk. So I came back after the break, and I said, I just went through the hardest thing I've ever done on the radio. And I explained what had happened, and you talk about family, the callers after that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I had a, you know, and we just told dog stories for the next hour until I got off the air. So there's things like that, human experiences, shared experiences, because we've all had the death of a pet or a friend or a wife.
Were people upset with you that you weren't talking about the Mets or the Yankees or, you know, A-Rod or whatever the heck the topic was?
Who's to know? I mean, the callers were all great and sympathetic and had their own stories. But, yeah, there could have been, you know, half the audience said, I don't want to hear about a dead dog, and turned it off.
And did you get pressure from management that, hey, what kind of a show are you doing? Sports talk. You know, because everybody, you know, in the corporate radio world is so concerned about sticking in the format. Stay with the format. Stay with, you know, hot water from the hot water tap.
You know, guess what? They've got to learn something, that people don't listen for numbers, facts, figures, X's and O's. They listen for personality. And if they like you, if you project yourself, and you could be a rotten, mean, terrible person, SOB off the air, but if you come off as an interesting person on the air, somebody you'd like to have a beer with, somebody you'd like to get to know, they will listen to whatever you're talking about, even if you go far afield. And that's the key to successful talk radio. It's personality more so than, oh, I know more about the Patriots than you do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because everybody thinks they know more about the team than you do.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm able to bash Obama better than you are. Or I'm able to tell you why Trump will be okay better than the other guy can. That, to me, is the most difficult part of today's corporate media, is the cookie-cutter nature of it. I'll tell you, the last thing I want to do, and again, here, I'm revealing something about myself. I don't want to do anything anybody else has done. I don't want to write a book that has been written by other people. I don't want to do a radio show that is just me doing the same format that everybody else does. I don't want to do what other people do. I'd rather just be private. If I'm going to step out in the spotlight, I want to do something original. And the music's playing. We're going to come right back. We're talking with Richard Neer just about thoughts and life. 877-807-4048 if you want to join us. I'm Michael Harrison.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
We're talking with Richard Neer. Richard Neer is one of my oldest friends. He's not as chronologically that old, but I've known him an awful long time. And Richard, you were talking before about how you found out that your dog was getting the lethal injection during a commercial break in the middle of a sports talk show. And then you mentioned it, and the show went in a whole new direction, and everybody suddenly, you know, forgot about the sports, and it became a real support group. I had a weird situation. You talk about people on the radio getting bad news and freaking out. This goes all the way back to the 70s when I was on a rock station. I was the program I was the morning host and the program director, and then the midday guy was on, and I was downstairs, and upstairs was the studio, and it was a small building, so you can hear, you know, through the staircase. And I hear this blood-curdling scream, a scream from the studio, and the midday jock comes running down the stairs, bounding out of the studio, screaming, "Oh!" And he runs out the door. And the record is playing, and he gets into his car and tears out of the place and doesn't say anything to anybody. This otherwise a normal guy You know, and so I ran upstairs and I finished his show for him, having no idea. You talk about your heart and your throat, having no idea what happened. And what happened was he got a phone call from his wife. We found out later that his cat had been run over and killed by a truck. And he it was like, why? And how do you respond to a guy? Should I have been angry at him? Should I have said, you ran out of the radio station and left a record running and didn't explain what the heck you were doing? Or do you show the person sympathy because how terribly upset they were?
That's a tough call because really, you know, he should have, first of all, I think as a professional, you have to say, hey, look, I have a situation I have to deal with. I have to run. Please take over from me. I'll explain later. Something like that would have been good. But, you know, the way I look at things like that is, all right, by going, leaving the cat, you're not going to save the cat. The cat's dead. All right. You can console your wife, but I think it would have made more sense to say to his wife, come here, as opposed to him go there.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he was consoling his wife. I think he ran to be consoled. But I've never forgotten that. And I, you know what I opted to do is I didn't lecture him at all. I just said, hey, I'm sorry about what happened. I could see how upset you were. And he went back to being normal. When I say normal, a guy, you know, talk about trust. An upstanding citizen of the radio station. It was just, you know, such a bizarre outburst. And then, of course,
one of the situations where if you did chastise him, it's not going to happen again. Not likely that something like that's going to happen again. You go, oh, next time I'll do something differently. So I think you did the right thing. It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just, you know, you talk about people can become extremely emotional about something that you don't even know would press their button. And that's also what happens with a program such as this. We've had a number of phone calls of people calling up and crying about how upset they were when they found out about what happened to Dr. Joy. I mean, and now I understand that. I'm sympathetic to it. And I said, did you know her? No, I did not know her. I only listened to her. And people are very, very sensitive to things. And I guess what I'm getting at is I think it's very important for us to be mindful of the fact that the people around us are flesh and blood human beings with sensitive nervous systems and feelings. And that
the thing about Dr. Joy that I think you keep in mind is that for a lot of people, she is a constant companion. Every day for 3 hours, I spend time with her.
Right.
And it's almost like a friend who's always there for you. And when that friend is no longer there, you grieve, you mourn. And I'm sure you've had the experience where people who listen to you on the radio think they know you very well when they really don't. You've never met them, and they don't know a lot about you other than the persona that you have on the radio. But they get attached to that, and that's a big void in their life when that's taken away.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, the opposite happens, and when people come up to me and they say they've listened to me, I'm amazed at how well they do know me. Again, is that even though there is a persona in the media, and one of the things I've learned, you can't judge a book by its cover. Some of the biggest creeps I've ever known in my life have followings on the radio or in television or movies where people love them because they come across so wonderfully. And some of the people that come across as creeps and people hate are off the air or in their lives wonderful people. And that's a whole other thing, you know?
It's amazing. There was a book written about that recently called Yappy Days. Are you familiar with it?
My wife wrote it, yes. That's the first time.
It's about that same thing where you have people that you think are great people and they turn out not to be, and people who you have no, you don't give a second thought, who turn out to be the sweetest people in the world.
Yeah. And she, just to fill you in, folks, I have avoided even mentioning the book, and Richard has given me an opportunity to do a plug, which I don't like doing, but in this case it kind of fits. Bernadette, who many of you have met who has sat in on the program with me over the past week or so that I've been doing this. Bernadette spent 26 years of her career as a producer behind the scenes with big-time talk radio hosts, people like Larry King, people like Lou Dobbs, people like Sally Jesse Raphael, Charles Osgood, Tom Snyder, big-time talk show hosts. And she wrote a book called Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Boozers, Schmoozers, and Losers. And it's not really a tell-all, but it tells a lot. And you know what it is? And I'm going to be talking about this in subsequent hours, because we're going to be talking with a psychiatrist in the next hour, and we'll be talking with a Hollywood writer-director who is behind the scenes at such shows as the Larry Sanders Show and Mary Hartman and Buffalo Bill and all of those dark comedies that dealt with human ego, the nature of ego. Richard, that is my favorite subject, and Bernadette deals with that in her book, The Peculiar Nature of Ego. Isn't ego the craziest thing in the world in terms of dealing with human nature and the human condition?
Well, especially people who feel they don't have an ego.
I have no ego.
Well, a lot of folks will say, no, this isn't about me. It's about my audience, or it's about you. When, hey, look, it's all about us all the time. I mean, some of us hide it better than others, but I think we all are self-absorbed to an extent. Some of us don't show it as much, but we all are thinking about ourselves and what we're going to eat next and who we're going to see and die and all this stuff that's in our own minds about us.
Okay, Richard, enough of you. The music is playing. Thanks for being here for this hour. It's kind of fun being with you. Richard Neer, ladies and gentlemen, and he'll be back and he'll be on a better microphone next time. I promise you. Richard Neer. I'm Michael Harrison. More coming your way.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.